Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is Take Two, the new series on Audioboo. In the last episode last year, you heard a story, a personal essay by Malovetsky Eva. In the first episode this year, you'll be listening to a story by Virs Christian, another student of mine at the University of Page. Turning point. It was the year 2005. Despite the pouring rain outside, the hectic metropolis didn't cease bustling, not even for a second. Inside of a lousy room of a youth hostel in central London, there I was, sitting on the edge of my messy bed, surrounded by my comrades from all over the world. On my right sat JD, a Malaysian guy from South Africa. On my left was Gidon, a French-born ethnic Ethiopian. We were busy doing nothing but rolling joints and kicking back, talking nonsense while listening to the aggressive beats of some loud raga music. As it was raining outside, we all decided to do some housework, and so we washed our clothes. Unfortunately, in our hostel, there was no appropriate place to hang the wet clothes to dry, and we had to make do with putting all the damp rags on the handrails of the hostel's corridor. It gave the place a special feel, similar to a refugee camp. The miserable sight of the wandering cockroaches on the floor didn't manage to lift the mood of the atmosphere either. JD passed the joint over to me, and as I was taking a long deep toke, looking at all this grime, I felt deeply confused and thought, what the hell am I doing here? Unable to make any sense of the situation, I decided to let go of these feelings and had begun to fall into some blurred, alcohol and marijuana-induced oblivion, thinking about home and a girl I had left behind. Then suddenly, a shout broke the silence. It was my roommate, JD, shouting in the corridor with his heavy South African accent, with someone I couldn't yet see. What I could see, however, was the empty space on the handrail where JD's favorite pair of jeans had previously been hung up. JD started to run after the perpetrator, whom I knew nothing about at the moment, but I felt compelled to follow my buddy in the chase. Running down the hostel's filthy corridors, I realized the thief was Massimo, a 40-year-old crack addict Sardinian, another illustrious guest of the hostel. Apparently, Massimo had snatched JD's completely wet and dripping jeans and was now running down the rainy street of Inverness Terrace, pursued by an angry South African shouting in half English, half Afrikaans, and a Hungarian guy still puffing on his joint. For a fragment of a moment, I could see the whole scene from the outside. The miserable rain, the drug addict Sardinian with a pair of wet jeans on his shoulders, a shouting South African guy running in his slippers, all the passers-by, the transsexuals in the street elbowing in their windows offering doubtful pleasures, the commuters lining up in the queue at the tube station, all the filth and all the jumbled madness. There I was, standing in the rain, laughing as a deranged idiot, taking it all in, all at once. This was the moment I decided I needed a change, that I had to get my act together. This was the turning point. You've been listening to The Turning Point, a personal essay by Wiers Christian. Special thanks is due to Danny Tiborzolta, my boyfriend, for directing and production assistance. And until next time, take care.